Attic of the Wind. What happens to things that blow away, like the bubbles you blew one sunny day? Where do they all go, anyway? To the attic of the wind. It's not an attic you reach by stair. It's past the clouds and the stars somewhere. And what will we find if we play up there in the attic of the wind? There are autumn leaves that the wind has swirled from the far-off corners of all the world and piled up high in a red-gold heap, so hundreds of children can play and leap. There are all of the snowflakes that didn't light but whirled past your door on a snowy night. They didn't melt, and they didn't stay. They're here in the attic for you today. There are petals, too, that a daisy sheds, the fallen blossoms from flower beds, and the dandelion's soft gray heads in the attic of the wind. There are butterflies that flew too high and lost themselves in the summer sky. And even one tiny baby wren who bravely jumped from his nest, and then, when he tried flying back to his treetop bed, rode here on a gentle wind instead. Feathers are here in the attic, too. The robin's red and the blue jay's blue, the peacock's plume and the duckling's down, and the pheasant's feather of speckled brown, feather of gull or of mother quail, and a green-gold beauty from a rooster's tail. Balloons in the attic? Of course there are. Lost at the fair or the church bazaar. Balloons from the birthdays of all the years that you watched float away with a smile or tears.